Let's do this. Kaylee Scheller reporting with today's top stories.
Former White House staffer Omarosa Manigault Newman claims in a new book that there are tapes of President Trump using racial slurs and that she saw him behaving like a dog off the leash at numerous events he attended without his wife, First Lady Melania Trump. The accusations are among a long list of scandalous claims contained in her new book, Unhinged, set to come out on August 14th. The Associated Press purchased an early copy of the memoir, which the White House has already slammed as, quote, riddled with lies and false accusations. In the book, Omarosa, who was a contestant on Trump's The Apprentice reality TV show and later served as a senior advisor to the president, hurls a litany of allegations, painting the president as scattered, self-absorbed, misogynistic, and insecure. Trump, she said she'd concluded after years of defending him, was a bigot. She writes, quote, I didn't want to believe it. I rejected what other people said about him because they didn't know him like I did. I had to go through the pain of witnessing his racism with my own eyes and hearing it with my own ears many times until I couldn't deny it any longer. She also claims, without evidence, that tapes exist of the president using the N-word repeatedly on the reality show's set. She acknowledges she had never been able to obtain or hear the tapes, but said three unnamed sources had described their contents. Omarosa also alleges that allies of the president tried to buy her silence. When she left the White House, she says she was offered $15,000 a month to serve in a senior position on Trump's 2020 re-election campaign. But that offer came along with a stringent non-disclosure agreement that was seen as harsh and restrictive, as she had seen while working in television. Throughout the book, Omarosa paints a deeply critical portrait of the president, describing him as a man who, quote, loved conflict, chaos, and confusion. He loved seeing people argue or fight. She says she had seen him acting inappropriately at numerous events he attended without his wife at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, including birthday parties, fundraisers, and golf tournaments. She also alleges that Trump has exhibited signs of a, quote, mental decline that could not be denied. The White House responded by slamming the book and its author and chastising the press for writing about it. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said, quote, instead of telling the truth about all the good President Trump and his administration are doing to make America safe and prosperous, this book is riddled with lies and false accusations. It's sad that a disgruntled former White House employee is trying to profit off these false attacks, and even worse, that the media would now give her a platform.
The U.S. Army has stopped discharging immigrant recruits who enlisted seeking a path to citizenship, at least temporarily. A memo shared with the Associated Press spells out orders to high-ranking Army officials to stop processing discharges of men and women who enlisted in the Special Immigrant Program. The memo, signed July 20th by Acting Assistant Secretary of the Army for Manpower and Reserve Affairs, Marshall Williams, reads, quote, effective immediately, you will suspend processing of all involuntary separation actions. The disclosure comes 1 month after the AP reported that dozens of immigrant enlistees were being discharged or had their contracts canceled. Some said they were given no reason for their discharge, and others said the Army informed them that they'd been labeled as security risks because they have relatives abroad or because the Defense Department had not completed background checks on them. In a statement on Thursday, Army Lieutenant Colonel Nina L. Hill said they were stopping the discharges in order to review the administration's separation process. The decision could impact hundreds of enlistees. Two men who accepted a deal in exchange for each pleading no contest to 36 charges of involuntary manslaughter in connection with a California warehouse fire will likely be released from prison after serving just half their sentences. It's typical for California prison inmates who keep a good disciplinary record to be released after serving half their terms. Judge James Kramer on Friday is expected to sentence 48-year-old Derek Almina to 9 years in prison and 28-year-old Max Harris to 6 years, even though relatives of victims of the 2016 blaze in Oakland have slammed the proposed sentences as too lenient. Tearful, grieving relatives testified Thursday about their losses and asked Kramer to reject the deal, but he gave no indication that he would comply with the requests. A prosecutor said the two men had turned the warehouse into a residential death trap by cluttering it with highly flammable knickknacks, blocking the building's few exits and failing to make adequate safety precautions before inviting the public inside. Speakers at the hearing also criticized the city over the devastating fire. Victims' relatives allege in lawsuits that the Oakland Fire Department failed to inspect the warehouse annually as required, and that inspectors would have discovered the illegal conversions. Almina and Harris could have faced life in prison if convicted at a trial. They have already spent a year behind bars. That's all I've got for you for right now. To stay up to date on all things breaking news, you can follow me on Twitter at Kaylee Chella. That's at C-A-I-L-L-E-Y Chella. Or, of course, there's always at Anchor. See you tonight.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.